Talk and Chop with Billy D on Classic Rock 96.5.
The boys of NASCAR are back under the lights at Richmond Raceway, and I always look forward to having this guy in the studio. This is a little looser interview because I just like hanging out with him, man. Talk and Chop with Richmond Raceway track president, Dennis Bickmeyer. Oh, I'm going to put you right here, Bick. Is that good for you? Yes, you can sit down, you can stand up, whatever you feel like you need to do.
If I sit down too long, man, I'm just like...
Oh, that is a sign of aging.
Gotta keep moving, man.
Can't get comfy.
Yeah. That's what I want to see. You at the track on a bench just...
That's like Sunday.
That's Sunday when it's all over with. What do you do the day after the Cup race? What do you do?
We clean up and help people pack up and...
Oh, okay, you don't just split. You're not like, well, I'm the boss.
No. Yeah, and then Federated, Kenny Schrader's actually doing some rides on Sunday. So
oh, cool, man.
Yeah, so, I'll probably make it home Sunday about 2 o'clock. Then turn on a football game and just...
Forget about racing for just a little while.
That'll be it. I'll just veg. So.
Well, then I guess on Monday you start working on next year already.
Yeah, and a 2020 schedule's bigger than it's been. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, IndyCar's coming back. Truck Series coming back. So, yeah.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah, so... I didn't see the sun come up last year after this race, but I was pretty close. I was probably like 4:30 in the morning. But that's me just sitting down with some camping friends and having some drinks and unwinding.
So, decompressing is what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Right on, man. Well, listen.
But I have seen the sun come up the next day.
It's a hell of a Cup season going on right now. I mean, Truex is tearing it up, and Kyle Busch and his big stupid face still in the top five.
Well, you know, it's playoff time, so our race will be one of those races that gets to decide the champion. And, you know, Kyle Busch, he has won 6 times at Richmond.
He's
now,
unbelievable, and I hate it.
Well, there's that, but his teammate, our local guy, Denny Hamlin, I mean, is this his year to win a championship?
Yeah.
I mean, he's won 4 times this year, has not won a championship, and it seems like really one of the most motivated guys out there to get the job done.
Okay, right on, man. Well, the cool thing I like about Richmond Raceway is for anybody that's been going since they were a kid like me, I've been going since the 80s. There's always something new to look forward to each year. Like, you got the fan ground set up. You've got these new seats where you can sit in the same seat 2 days in a row. What else is going on out there?
Well, and then you just keep adding the entertainment. So we have the Harlem Globetrotters. They're going to be performing.
Oh, that's killer.
I mean, how cool is that? Yeah. I haven't seen the Globetrotters since I was a kid. So you have that. You got Paw Patrol out there for the kids as well.
Oh, my 4-year-old son's going to love that.
Yeah, Paw Patrol's blowing up everywhere. Music, food, just all that entertainment. And you can actually go bowling. I mean, it is the Go Bowling 250 on Friday night. We have 4 bowling lanes set up, so fans can roll into the building that where the lanes are, the Old Dominion building, and bowl on Friday, and there's an autograph session in there. So what we try to do is just layer in a lot of things for the fans to be able to see and do while they're there, and then let them kind of chart their path and take in as much as they want or as little as they want. And we know we got a great tailgating atmosphere out there as well.
Yeah, that's kind of where we live, you know what I'm saying? And I love the bowling aspect of it too, because bowlers are my favorite athletes because they're kind of built like I am, you know, nachos and beer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, cool. The race is coming up this Friday and Saturday at Richmond Raceway. Bick, thanks so much. And I know you brought some tickets in for me to give away.
Yeah, we did. And we're looking forward to a great weekend. Great weather forecast, so that takes the pressure off. So come on out and get those race tickets.
I've been bugging Nikki DeRay about that.
There
she said, yeah, she's bringing some good weather. Thanks, Bick.
Thanks.
Talk and Chop with Billy D on Classic Rock 96.5.